Welcome to the Apple Insider Daily Podcast for Monday, May 22nd, 2023. I'm Charles Martin, and we begin today with Red Facebook. Meta, the parent company of Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, has been hit with a record-breaking fine of 1.2 billion euros, about 1.3 billion US dollars, for breaking digital privacy rules regarding the transfer of data about EU citizens to US servers. Back in 2020, the European Court of Justice struck down a previous mechanism for transferring data legally, referred to as Privacy Shield. Facebook at the time threatened that if the mechanism was rebuffed, the service would have to leave the European market, which of course it did not. Instead, the company appears to have decided simply to ignore the law and pay any fines that come along as the cost of doing things the way it wants to. The record fine is accompanied by an order from the Irish Data Protection Commission, acting as part of the EU proceeding, demanding Meta suspend any future transfer of personal data to the US within a period of 5 months. While the fine might sound impressive, it is helpful to remember that Meta reported a net profit of 5.7 billion US for just the first quarter of 2023. For its part, Meta says it will appeal the ruling. Speaking of tech companies in legal trouble, Apple may soon be catching some flack from the National Labor Relations Board in the U.S. over complaints by fired employees that they were systematically targeted for micro-infractions and other excuses to be let go in an effort by the iPhone maker to rid itself of pro-union and union organizing workers. The company has issued a response to the NLRB, categorically denying that it illegally disciplined union supporters, saying it, quote, looks forward to providing the full set of facts, unquote, to the board. Apple is one of a number of big companies that have had complaints filed about tactics to discourage unionization, including Starbucks, REI, and Trader Joe's. Several former Apple Store employees have claimed that they were reprimanded for supporting union efforts, but the usual tactic that seems to be employed by Apple is known as micro-enforcement, where employees are severely penalized or warned for tiny infractions, such as clocking in a minute late or not providing sufficient notice when falling ill. A former worker at the Apple Store in Kansas City noted that 5 employees at that store were fired in a short period of time for such infractions, and that it took them some time to realize that the rules were being enforced only among pro-union employees. Only 2 Apple stores have successfully unionized thus far. In other Apple news, we told you last week about Apple filing to trademark the term XROS under a shell company name. It turns out that they filed for several variations on that theme under different shell company names. The Deep Dive LLC, Delaware-based shell company that registered XROS in New Zealand and Singapore, also submitted trademark applications for XRProOS in several other countries, but still managed to give away the true identity of the filer by using Apple's own SF Pro font for the look of the trademark. The first known trademark filing was actually in late April in Jamaica, which stayed hidden because the country doesn't have a searchable online trademark database. Another shell company, Immersive Health Solutions LLC, has filed to claim the trademark Reality Pro OS, as well as general terms such as Reality One and Reality Processor. Yet another firm that may be an Apple shell company filed in Europe last year for the terms Reality OS and the shorter Real OS. We expect Apple to unveil a long-rumored mixed reality headset at its Worldwide Developers Conference in early June. It is still unclear what the capabilities, requirements, design, or price of the headset will turn out to be, but it will be the first all-new product from the company since the AirTag in 2021 and has allegedly been more than half a decade in development. Swinging back around to Meta, popular messaging app WhatsApp has now added iMessage-like editing of messages within 15 minutes of having sent them. Users can long press on a sent message to see the edit option, but as with iMessage, any changes made will mean that the message will have an edited tag visible to the recipient, though they will not be able to access a history of the changes. The feature is rolling out to users now and will appear for all users over the next couple of weeks. Apple announced this same editing feature in iMessage almost exactly a year ago, ahead of the fall 2022 rollout of iOS 16. Finally for today, a variation on a story that we see routinely. Parents surprised by a child racking up a huge credit card bill on in-app game purchases because adults did not take precautions. A woman in the village of Dyserth in Denbighshire, Wales, who has an autistic 10-year-old daughter, discovered credit card transactions of more than £2,500, about $3,115, spent on the game Roblox. The girl was allowed to play on the iPad for long periods due to struggling in school. She managed to change the account password of the device and began making in-app purchases using the credit card on file. Her mother, Georgina Mundy, initially believed the account had been hacked. Once she saw the charges on her card statement, she contacted her bank and Apple to request a refund, but both initially refused. The bank eventually agreed to a refund after Mundy went to the local press with the story, but Apple did not budge, pointing out a number of parental controls that could be set and practical advice to aid in parental vigilance, such as not giving the child the device or Apple ID passwords. In addition, parents who have a credit card on file in a device should not add their child to Touch ID or Face ID, should enable the Ask to Buy feature, and use screen time to set alerts when purchases are attempted. In addition, Roblox itself noted that had it been contacted by Mundy, it has what it calls a robust policy for processing refund requests where there may have been unauthorized payments. Mundy is said to be not keen on allowing her daughter to play the game going forward, saying that while her daughter knew what she was doing in changing the password, she didn't think the girl understood the financial ramifications. Mundy offered her story as a warning to parents to be vigilant and involved in what children do on their devices. You can hear more news and analysis from Apple Insider on the weekly Apple Insider podcast every Friday, as well as our HomeKit Insider podcast that's out every Monday. Links to both shows are in the notes for this one. If you'd like to support the Apple Insider Daily Podcast, we are now accepting sponsorships. Reach out to me at charles_martin@appleinsider.com and we'll get in touch. Thank you for listening. I'm Charles Martin, and this has been the Apple Insider Daily Podcast for Monday, May 22nd, 2023.